Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Memorial Day is a national holiday observed on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day honors the men and women who have died in military service to the United States.
This week on our program, we describe several military memorials that people often visit when they come to the nation's capital.
Part of the tradition of an American military funeral is the playing of a bugle call known as taps. On Memorial Day, taps is played at military burial grounds throughout the country. Many cities and towns hold Memorial Day parades in which soldiers march. These parades also include high school marching bands and local leaders. Many events will honor members of the armed forces now in Iraq and Afghanistan. This year, observances in San Francisco, California, and other places will also honor those killed in World War II. This year is the 60th anniversary of the end of the war. And for San Francisco, this is the 137th Memorial Day observance.
Memorial Day honors those who died in all of America's wars, but the holiday began as a way to honor soldiers killed during the Civil War between the North and the South. On May 30th, 1868, flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Today, more than 260,000 men and women are buried there. Some fought in the Revolutionary War in the 1700s. The 80-hectare cemetery is in Arlington, Virginia, across the Potomac River, from Washington, D.C. Up and down rolling hills, lines of simple white headstones mark the graves. Others buried at Arlington National Cemetery include government officials and Supreme Court justices, Presidents John F. Kennedy and William Howard Taft are buried there.
The Vietnam Veterans Memorial was the idea of a former soldier named Jan Scruggs. He fought in the Vietnam War. The war ended in 1975. Many soldiers came home only to face the anger of Americans who opposed the war. So Jan Scruggs organized an effort to remember those who never returned. In 1980, a group of former soldiers announced a competition to design a memorial. The winner, Maya Lin, was 21 years old. She was studying architecture at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. She designed a memorial made of two black stone walls. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial opened in 1982.
The black stone walls are set into the earth. They are about 76 meters long. They meet to form a wide V. Cut into the walls are the names of more than 58,000 Americans killed or missing in action. Nearby is a statue of three soldiers. They are looking in the direction of the names. Another statue honors the service of women in the war. Now there are plans for an underground educational center. It will inform the public about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the Vietnam War.
Each year, about 1.5 million people visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It is one of the most visited places in Washington. Almost any time of day, you can see people looking for the name of a family member or friend who died in Vietnam. Once they find it, many rub a pencil on paper over the letters to copy the name.
After the success of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, Congress approved a memorial to veterans of the Korean War. The Korean War Veterans Memorial opened in July of 1995 near the Vietnam Memorial. The Korean War lasted from 1950 to 1953. The memorial honors those who died as well as those who survived.
The memorial includes a group of 19 statues of soldiers. These soldiers appear to be walking up a hill toward an American flag. The Korean War has been called the last foot soldiers' war. Artist Frank Gaylord created the statues from steel. Each is more than 2 meters tall. People who drive along a road near the memorial sometimes think the statues are real. On one side of the Korean War Veterans Memorial is a stone walkway. It lists the names of the 22 countries that sent troops to Korea under United Nations command. On the other side is a shiny stone wall. Sandblasted into the wall are images from photographs of more than 2,500 support troops.
The last part of the memorial is the Pool of Remembrance. This round pool shows the numbers of American and United Nations forces killed, wounded, captured, or missing. The total is more than 2 million. Cut into the wall above the pool is the message, "Freedom is not free."
One of the least known memorials on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., is often called the Temple. It is a round stone structure, partly hidden behind trees. It honors troops from the District of Columbia who died in World War I. It was completed in 1931. John Philip Sousa led the band at the opening ceremonies for the memorial.
In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed legislation to honor women in the military. Since 1997, a memorial near the entrance to Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia has done just that. It is called the Women in Military Service for America Memorial. It recognizes the service of all the women who have taken part in the nation's wars. More than 2 million women have served or currently serve in the armed forces.
Michael Manfredi and Marion Gale Weiss designed a place of glass, water, and light. The memorial has a large wall shaped in a half circle. In front, 200 jets of water meet in a pool. Inside the memorial, The stories of women in wartime are cut into glass panels. Information can also be found by computer. There are names, pictures, service records, and personal statements of about 250,000 military women.
In Washington, the newest major memorial is the World War II Memorial. It rises between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument on the National Mall. America entered the war after Japan bombed the Navy base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, on December 7, 1941. 16 million men and women served in the American military between 1941 and 1945. More than 400,000 died.
The World War II Memorial stands in the open air. It is built of bronze and granite. In the center, at ground level, is a round pool of water. Except in very cold weather, water shoots from a circle of fountains in the middle. When the sun is just right, rainbows of color dance in the air. 56 stone pillars rise around the pool. These represent each of the American states and territories, plus the District of Columbia, at the time of the war. On two tall arches appear the names of where it all took place. One says Atlantic, the other says Pacific. Many older men and women who served during World War II visit the memorial. One visitor, a former Navy man, once said, "The only good thing about my fighting in the war was that I was too young to be terrified."
In 1986, Congress approved the idea for another memorial on the National Mall. This one is to be called the Black Revolutionary War Patriots Memorial. The purpose is to honor about 5,000 slaves and free black people who fought for American independence. The Black Patriots Foundation has been collecting money to build the memorial. Its website says $9.5 million is needed by September 15th, or the group will lose control over the land.
Our program was written by Geraldyn Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Our programs are online at voaspecialenglish.com. And our email address is special@voanews.com. Please join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Thank you.